Are you confused about the economy? Well, have no fear. I'm going to explain the American economy right now. The dollar, just think of it like a promise from the government. But the value of the dollar has to be there to be relevant. The value of the dollar comes from China and Iran. When they put the cash reserves in a U.S. dollar plan, they buy treasury bonds from the Federal Reserve. If we say we owe you extra money because you gave us some of yours, that's a big part of the national debt. All the interest that we haven't paid to China quite yet, and 100 other countries because we're such a good investment. The whole world gives us money, we say, hey, we'll pay you interest. This is how money is created from air. Bank bailout, federal budget money isn't really there. It's an IOU. Remember, dollars are a promise. When you borrow from a bank, it's not from other depositors. The money for your loan gets created on the spot. Then they put it in your name, gamble on your life and body. But if you lose your job, then you were a bad bet. If a million lose their jobs, then we have a recession. Here's the dirty secret. Your labor's too expensive. Wall Street wants you spending money, but they never want to pay you. In your life, cash and credit, they are very different things. But you credit someone else's cash once it leaves your name. This is why money is debt, and your debt is good for Wall Street prosperity and economic growth since the 1970s. Is consumers getting credit without wages increasing? So when they talk about the housing crisis, they never say we need to lower housing prices. We need better devices to afford high prices, meaning higher debt, lower interest, because you're underpaid to begin with. That's the cycle we're in. We don't understand, so all we can do is question. Mama, economy, make me understand. All the numbers, why daddy's on a welfare plan. Turning 30, 40, 50, gotta move in with my parents. And the stocks go up, but the jobs disappear. Yeah, mama, economy, make me understand. All the numbers, why daddy's on a welfare plan. Turning 30, 40, 50, gotta move in with my parents. And the stocks go up, but the jobs disappear. Because wages barely grew for 40 years. When you buy stuff, they delay the cost of ownership. You can't afford it, so they make it to depend on in the small transactions, which is like renting. You pay more for printer ink than you do for gold, and more for bottled water than you do for oil. Razor blades are made to oxidate, so you're forever in debt to them, just to shave. It's a type of socialism called market socialism. The best designed product meets a need and doesn't last. We subsidize waste with landfills and holidays like Earth Day, teaching kids recycle please. But kids don't learn in school, we live one worldview. Neoliberal economics and all of their politics. They don't ask why corporations are human citizens. Or our grandma pays more taxes cause she lacks stock dividends. Or our private bankers print the public money. Or our democracy is broken cause their leaders won't be cutting loopholes and subsidies for constituent industries, putting legislative bodies in a deep freeze. So the PhDs and the GEDs cry with Ayn Rand down at the temp agency, saying we believed in meritocracy, but there's more to the story. Answer me, mama. Economy, make me understand. All the numbers, why daddy's on a welfare plan. Turning 30, 40, 50, gotta move in with my parents. And the stocks go up, but the jobs disappear. Yeah, mama. Economy, make me understand. All the numbers, why daddy's on a welfare plan. Turning 30, 40, 50, gotta move in with my parents. And the stocks go up, but the jobs disappear. Mama, economy, make me understand. All the numbers, why daddy's on a welfare plan. Turning 30, 40, 50, gotta move in with my parents. And the stocks go up, but the jobs disappear.